I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County responds to a critical housing report. San Francisco's Sunset District tries to recall its supervisor. A century-old restaurant in Fisherman's Wharf may be demolished. And an airport in San Jose introduces autonomous vehicles. This Tuesday, the Marin County Board of Supervisors will decide on their response to a civil grand jury report released in June called The Worrisome Future of Marin Housing. Over 80% of the housing units in Marin County are single-family homes, and their median price is nearly $2 million. In a draft response, the county defended its outreach efforts to residents and developers. It rejected a recommendation for more frequent reporting. The county agreed with the civil grand jury finding that housing costs are unaffordable for public sector workers like teachers and first responders, but it disagreed with the report's criticism over reasons for the slow speed of construction. They argued that the state regional housing needs allocation law only requires cities to plan for housing, not guarantee construction. The county said high construction costs, labor shortages, and market forces are what drive production, not local policies. Residents of San Francisco's District 4 neighborhoods are already casting ballots for a September 16th special election. The ballot has one question on it. Shall Joel Engardio be recalled from the San Francisco Board of Supervisors? The recall effort stems from Engardio's leadership on Proposition K, which permanently closed the city's westernmost road to cars for conversion into the new Sunset Dunes Park. The historic 3-mile Great Highway served as an artery connection between Richmond and Sunset districts to the peninsula. Its maintenance grew more costly with coastal erosion and the need to constantly shovel away shifting sands. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the city closed the road to cars so pedestrians and cyclists could get out during the lockdown. Cars returned in 2021, but only during the work week, and that hybrid arrangement was set to expire this year. In November, voters across San Francisco approved the measure to convert the road to a permanent park, but 64% of Engardio's district opposed it. If recalled, Mayor Daniel Lurie will appoint an interim supervisor until June 2026, but the Sunset Dunes Park will remain. The legendary Alioto's restaurant operated in San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf from 1925 until its close in 2020. Now, the building is slated to be torn down. It's part of a $10 million plan unveiled last week called Fisherman's Wharf Forward. A new public plaza will occupy the open space near Taylor and Jefferson Streets, overlooking the inner lagoon. Scheduled to open next summer, the space will have new lighting, picnic tables, and pop-up retail, all framed by historic signage. Long-term work includes seismic upgrades to neighboring structures, flood-proofing, and seawall improvements. The Crab Boat Owners Association said they are pleased with the plan, which includes a new ice machine and loading dock. However, some fishing groups are opposed to a separate but similarly named development for Pier 45 called Fisherman's Wharf Revitalization. And San Jose Mineta Airport has authorized Waymo to operate autonomous ride-hailing services. It's the first in California and the second worldwide to permit the use of AVs. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan said the timing aligns with upcoming major events, including Super Bowl 60 and FIFA World Cup in 2026. Waymo launched at Arizona's Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport in 2022. Annabelle Chang, the company's head of U.S. state and local policy, said Waymo was born in Silicon Valley. In San Jose, it will begin testing rides with employees this fall before rolling out commercially later this year. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.